Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of On Air the Johnsonian. I'm Lynn.
I'm Scooter. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
And we're here with another exciting podcast episode that all of you listen to. This week, we're going to start off with a brief little advice segment on work requests, because there have been a lot of them, and I imagine there will be many more in the future.
There's been a rash of drain cloggages. That's not the word. Drain clogs.
Among other things. So many drain clogs. We had to fill out a shower drain unclog request work form thing, and it got done pretty quickly. So if you have a problem in your room or with your bathroom, there is a process to get it fixed where you don't have to spend your own money.
You should not buy and use drain cleaner in your showers. You will get in trouble for that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Put in a work request, please.
Yeah. You save your money, and also you save more money because they'll probably fine you if you do that.
Yeah, you don't get in trouble.
But if you have a problem in your room or in your bathroom with something like electrical or with plumbing or mold or anything of a nature where you're like, I don't really want to live with this, but also it's not really my job to fix it, that's when you put in a work request.
Boom. Work request.
Yeah. So what you're going to do is you're going to head down to the lobby of whatever residence hall you're in, approach the person at the desk, and then you say, hey, I'd like to put in a work request. And then it probably depends. The way that Lee Wicker has it is you just fill out a little sheet and then they'll put it in for you. The way they used to do it was they would ask for your room number and just fill it out in front of you. But I bet they figured like, hey, it's easier if they just write it in and we do it later. And it was pretty easy. We got our thing fixed in like 2 days, so no more standing in a puddle when I take a shower.
Thank God. It was gross.
Just not pleasant. No. I don't really like that.
Not good foot feel.
Yeah. So if you have a problem, put in a work request. There are also, this is not something that you should do when you have a work request, but they're like on-call RAs past a certain time and until a certain time in the morning. So if it's late and there's something that you need resolved like immediately, you can get in touch with the on-call RA. But if it's for a work request, just wait until there's someone at the desk.
That's for emergencies.
That is for problems that aren't your toilet is clogged. Also, like, RAs need to sleep. So please be respectful, because they're people also.
Respect your RAs.
Respect your RAs. They already have to deal with enough
crap.
Malarkey. And I imagine they would prefer to not have to deal with that.
No, they don't want to.
So that's been your advice segment. Now you know how to do a work request.
It's really not that hard.
It's really, really super easy, actually. And then you don't have to do anything. The issue is you will forget for 2 weeks to put it in every single time you pass by the entrance. And then finally you're like, okay, now I need to actually do it because the puddle I'm standing in is much deeper than it was before.
And they will fix everything from clogged shower drains to sometimes you just don't have a microwave plate in your microwave. This is definitely not speaking from experience. They will get you a microwave plate.
Yeah, if you have mold, or in our bathroom, one of the little hooks on the door just fell off. We never got that fixed. But
we need to get that fixed.
We do need to get that fixed, but that's something that I'm not equipped to do, and I'm not buying a drill for.
Hey, guess what we're gonna do? We're gonna put in a work request.
Yeah, we can. That'll be next week. We'll give you an update on whether or not the work request got fulfilled.
Maybe next week I will also be able to say work request without stumbling. Tune in next week to find out.
Yeah, this will be the exciting cliffhanger we leave you on. Okay, episode over. That was a lie. Up next, we have a news segment from Scoobert.
Listen, this nickname started as a joke and it's not a joke anymore, apparently. Okay, we're gonna talk about Crawford. Crawford is next to Owens. It is on Scholar's Walk. It's pretty easy to see. The only thing that's kind of tricky right now is that they are not taking people in through the front door. You have to go around the back. There is a little breezeway. It's behind Margaret Nance. You will be able to see it pretty clearly if you go. Crawford has health services, and it also has counseling services. Both are located on the second floor. Health services you can go to if you're having health problems. Obviously, if you have a broken bone, don't go to Crawford. Go to Piedmont. That's the hospital that's around here. Because Crawford cannot do anything about a broken bone. Unlike broken bones, something that Crawford maybe can do is offer you counseling services. The phone number to get into contact with counseling services, 803-323-2206.
their office hours. Monday through Thursday are 8:30 in the morning to 5 o'clock at night. Friday, they open at 9:30, they close at 5. You have the option to make a phone call and try to schedule an appointment that way with counseling services, but that is normally for crisis situations. For first-time or intake appointments, you should go to the Winthrop website and go to the health and counseling section. And if you look at the top, there is a little button that says Patient Portal Medicat. And if you click on that, you should already have an account because of all of the COVID things, like your immunizations and stuff. But if you go to that and you go to your appointments, you can choose to make an appointment, like a first-time appointment or an intake appointment. And then once you meet with whoever you meet with for the first time, then you will go from there. You will make other appointments from there moving onward. It is important to note that as it stands now, Winthrop students only get 10 scheduled counseling sessions for an entire school year. Walk-in appointments do not count toward this total. However, in my personal experience, they are not huge fans of that unless it is absolutely necessary, which is fair because they are understaffed. If you want to hear more about this topic, you should read the Johnsonian newspaper. There's an opinion column by Autumn Hawkins.
Yeah, it talks a little bit about how difficult it can be to really get counseling. It's among other things, obviously. But I've had problems getting scheduled and had problems fitting counseling sessions with someone I actually want to counsel me into my own schedule. So
it's incredibly difficult. And if you're somebody like me who needs more than 10... sessions a year, it can be difficult to, you know, continue to get care. However, if you meet with somebody and they decide that you need care beyond what Crawford can offer, which is quite a bit, some of the counselors, I'm sure that all of the counselors will get you into contact with some of the caseworkers that work downstairs, and they will help you get your case sorted out. Basically, they will help get you into contact with other counseling services and therapy places, psychiatrists in the area. So the resources are there even if they are difficult to navigate.
And if you would like to read more about how difficult they can be to navigate, there's an article in the Johnsonian that came out this morning along with our podcast.
Slam bam, double plug.
Yeah, so go to www.mytjnow.com and you can find it in the opinion or editorial section. End news segment.
Surprise! It's news part two, Electric Boogaloo. Yay!
Yeah, kind of news, but it's not like here's a new event, but it also is kind of like here's a new event. We're going to talk about cultural events today. Very important because you need to do them to graduate.
Like actually
for realsies. If you don't do these, you can't graduate. So cultural events are these events on campus that are meant to make you like a more well-rounded person by the time you get out of school. On the website for Winthrop, where they talk about cultural events, it says, Winthrop University strives to offer its students a setting in which they can mature culturally as well as intellectually. In an effort to provide a well-rounded education, the Winthrop faculty has approved a cultural events policy. The purpose of the cultural events requirement is to establish and foster a life-enriching pattern of cultural involvement. So basically, there's just a ton of events around campus, like all the time. And you go to them and you become a person who knows a little bit about a lot of things.
They jump literally all over the place. Like a bunch of music recitals count as cultural events. All of the theater performances, don't you guys worry about the theater performances, I will keep you updated on those. All of the theater performances count as cultural events, dance performances, stuff like that. I went to one my freshman year. That was a film discussion on Black Panther, but before that happened, there was like a dance demonstration. It was West African dance. It was so cool.
Yeah, I was also at that one. I remember that. That was really fun. I enjoyed it. That one counted as a global event.
Yes.
And if you go to the cultural events calendar on Winthrop's website, all of the global events will be like marked with a little sticker. So you know that they're global. But yeah, so there's like music, there's theater, there's like movies and talking about movies. There's like
lectures on everything that you could possibly think about ever.
Yeah. And when we say everything, like it's
everything.
It's a lot. Anything you could feasibly be interested in, they'll probably have a talk about it at some point. They try to keep, like, a good variety of events because since you are required to go to these, I don't think they want you to be bored.
There's also a specific flavor of cultural event that has to do with the common books that you have to read for HMXP. You have to go to at least one of the common book cultural events, lest you fail.
Yeah, and I haven't had HMXP since first semester of freshman year, so they may have changed it, so you have to go to multiple. But when I was in HMXP, at the very least, you had to go to one of the cultural events surrounding the common book, because they make you write an essay on the common book, or talk about the common book, etc.
Whole bunch of stuff about the common book. Read the common book, please. Yeah. I know that it kind of sucks, but it will make your life so much easier if you just read it.
Yeah. Well, honestly, even if you're not, like, big on reading, they try to keep, like, they pick out pretty good books. Like, the one that I read my freshman year was, like, pretty solid. I enjoyed it, at least. It was informational.
Something's Wrong with Prince Edward County? Is that what it was called?
Yeah. It was basically about how desegregation efforts were met with resegregation efforts.
It was a good book.
Yeah. It was also extremely depressing.
Yeah.
Such as good American
book.
History.
Important book.
Important book. Yeah.
Oh. So, an example of, maybe will make you feel better, an example of the cultural event that went with our common book, or at least the one that I went to, it was a discussion on teacher retention rates in South Carolina and how they are so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I've seen some of the theater performances. I went to see A Midsummer Night's Dream when I was taking my Shakespeare class, which was nice. I went to a lot of the online ones, because when COVID started, it means you can't go to events anymore.
Surprise!
Crazy how that works. So they moved a lot of the stuff online, which I honestly appreciate, because a lot of the reason I didn't do many cultural events for, like, an entire year is because I didn't want to go anywhere. So last year, they made a bunch of them accessible over Zoom, and that was great because I could just sit in my room and do stuff in my bed instead of going to a place to watch things happen.
The asynchronous ones are so much better because if you're like me and you have 11 classes, you don't have a lot of time to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the asynchronous ones especially are, like, even now, are newer. They have, for the common book events, those are all asynchronous. So you don't have to worry about being there at a certain time. But if you are interested in any of the synchronous events, there's an entire calendar on Winthrop's website at winthrop.edu/cultural-events/events.aspx. Some ones coming up are something on the 28th. It's the Constitution Day celebration, facial recognition technology and the limits of the Constitution. The Arkansas Bear is on the 30th. It's got some repeat dates, but that's something you can go see. There's a film discussion on Knives Out October 1st. There's going to be Concert on the Lawn on the 2nd, so on and so forth, and so on and so forth. There are so many events, which is great, because if you aren't, like, super involved on campus, that can be a way to at least feel like there's something you can do on campus, feel like part of the community. Also, I don't know, it's fun to talk about, like, movies or listen to people read the stuff that they've written, or sometimes even the lectures can be cool if it's on a topic that you like.
Come see the shows. Support us, please.
Yeah, the shows are all very good.
We are starving.
So if you haven't started on your cultural events yet as a freshman, you need 18. If you do 3 cultural events per semester, you'll be done before you're a senior. And if you do more than that, you'll be done even faster.
18 of them.
18.
Do not forget, please.
There are people who have not been able to graduate because they only had 17 cultural event credits. That is a thing that has happened.
Don't let yourself be that guy.
Yeah. And even for the cases where you can get it, you know, figured out, just make it easy on yourself.
It's a lot of extra stress, and for why?
Yeah, just pick out a cultural event, pop in, get your thing scanned. One of the really easy things you can do is when they have music performances, you just go and you sit and you listen and then you leave and you're done.
And it sounds good. And you're supporting the music department, even mm-hmm. though they are small. We love them.
Yeah.
I am technically part of them. We love us.
Yeah. My schedule was always kind of terrible, so they were usually in the evening and I'd be, like, done with classes and I'd be like, okay, well, I just ate. I'm gonna go sit down for this music thing and then I can go back to my room. And then I did. And then I got it done.
Speaking of recitals, if you are a music major listening to this podcast, make sure that you get your recital credits on top of your cultural event credits. Come on, guys.
if you're a freshman and you want to commit to the challenge of speed running your cultural event credits, and you can show to me that you have done 18 cultural events before the end of this semester, if you're the first person to send that to me, I will deliver to you a candy bar of your choosing brand-wise. Because you can't be like, I want the world's giganticest Hershey's bar, because I'm not going to pay $15 for that. I will get you candy from Walgreens. But yeah, if you're ready to challenge yourself to go to as many cultural events as possible, and you would like a reasonably priced candy bar, or like, I don't like a pack of gum or something. I don't know. Like, I can, maybe I'll get you a slushie from 7-Eleven. You can email me with evidence. Because on your Wingspan, you can check and see how many cultural events you have. So just like a screenshot of your Wingspan homepage, blurring out any information you don't want me to see. And I will somehow get you a candy bar. But you have to commit to the challenge.
He's making big promises, people.
Yeah, yeah. This will financially ruin me. But I'm doing it so that you guys can get your cultural events out of the way. Because it was really annoying having to cram in a bunch of them last year. Sophomore year, I went to maybe like two. Last year, I finished all of them. And I don't want you to be me. So only I can be me. And you should be you. And the you that speedruns all of your cultural events is the you that you want to be.
He's an individual.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's cultural events. Super exciting, super fun, lots of options, so much you can do, and you have to do them, and you have to do 18 of them. Please get them done.
End segment.
Perfect. All right, so moving on to everyone's favorite segment, my least favorite segment.
Guess what is the best segment of the show? It's the TJ Talks mass count, ladies and gentlemen. Safe to say, I'm profoundly disappointed. The numbers are up to 27 this week. That is 9 up from last week. Please put your disposable masks in the trash cans.
Yeah. Sometimes I see them on the ground, like, pretty close to a trash can, but not as in, like, a way where someone put it in the trash can and somehow it fell out, but in a way where they put it on the ground and then passed by a trash can and were like, no, I'm not going to go pick that up.
If it falls off your head, even if your hands are full, please come back and get it.
Yeah.
It's not good for the birds or the bush cats.
It's not good for the place that we live.
No.
And also, like, it's like putting your cart back at a grocery store. It's really, really easy to do it, and it would make the world a lot better for, like, you know, the people who work there and, like, the environment. But some people just don't do it.
Please do it. Put your carts back and put your masks in the trash.
I despise you people. I would love to live in a world where the only reason that you people keep putting them on the ground is so that we have to continue this segment, because I know that all bazillion of the people who attend Winthrop University listen to this.
11,000.
11,000 of the people who go to Winthrop listen to this podcast. But I feel like that is probably not the world that we live in.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, 11,000 people do listen to this podcast, but I don't think that they're leaving their masks on the ground just for this segment.
I see.
Because they are trash people, despite not putting anything in the trash.
Raccoon conspiracy?
No, we're not going to go there. The raccoons on campus are chunky and delightful, and the people who leave their masks on the ground are freaks, as I will reiterate at this point. Just put it in the trash. It's so easy.
For real, though, guys. The pandemic is not over. If your mask is on the ground, that, you know, signifies that it's not on your face, which it should be.
Yeah.
Most of these masks that we find are outside instead of, like, in the hallways. So it's not like you're in your room. Wear a mask and then throw it away when you're done. Or wash it.
You know, I when I see them, I think, well, first I think add it to the tally. And then, and then secondly, I think, you know, maybe someone just accidentally dropped it and didn't notice, because I like to think positively lest I get depressed, but please. 27 is so many.
We're only, like, 5 weeks into the school year? 4 or 5?
5.
Come on, y'all. Please. Pretty please.
Pretty please. Pretty please with a threat on top. And the threat is you will feel really bad about yourself if you are a litterer. I think. That is the threat.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Anyways, total mass count.
27.
Yay!
The most sad yay you've ever heard. The most dejected yay you've ever heard. All right. Tune in next week for what I'm sure will be too many masks.
Too many.
Too many of them. So, if you would like to submit some art to the show.
Pretty please.
We would love it. We would love to look at some art. I haven't seen a good art in so long. Never in my life, actually. So I desperately, like, I need to become cultured. There's the cultural events, but I already have all of mine out of the way. So I need you to send me good art for us to put on the show and talk about and praise and be like, wow, what a cool artist. I can't believe I go to school with a great artist. So if you have any art you would like to share with us, that can be paintings, drawings, doodles, photos, music, poems.
Pet pictures.
Pet pictures. Like, really easy. I think, I say photos, but photos doesn't mean, like, an artsy picture from the front step of a house into, with an open door and, you know, that kind of, like, just, like, a photograph of your pet.
Send us a blurry picture of an opossum and we will talk about it for 8 minutes.
Yeah, I can assure you that that will happen. But yeah, if you have any art, please send it. If you would like to come on for an interview as an artist, we would love to do a spotlight on you and get people to look at your work. If you have any stories from around campus that you would like to share, but you don't think that they would qualify getting into the newspaper just because they're like a silly little story or a weird occurrence. There's some weird stuff that I've witnessed on campus and I think it'd be pretty fun to talk about. But guess I don't what? Want this to be the Lynn and Scooter show. I want this to be the Winter Student show.
Guess what, guys? We love funny little stories. We also love weird little stories. Send us both.
And lastly, if you have any questions you'd like for us to cover on our advice segment, we would love to get them and answer them with just such a level of professionalism and truth.
Incredible advice. All of the time.
All of it. I have never had a dysfunctional moment in my life because I'm just so good at knowing what to do all the time. So if you have any serious questions, like how do I clean a toilet, to silly questions, like what if a monkey's in my closet, send them to us, and then we will tell you what to do about it.
I don't really know what to do if you have a monkey in your closet, but you know what?
No, we know what to do. We know what to do.
We will figure it out.
I've already figured it out, but I'm holding back my power level right now because this is...
Okay, Shaggy.
I can't just give out this information unprompted. I need the prompt. I need you to send me the question, and then we can do it.
It's like vampire rules.
It's like vampire rules.
He can only answer the question once he's been asked.
Indeed. I'm polite like that. I would never presuppose your foolishness. So if you have questions or stories or art... Send them to HortonL@mytjnow.com. That's HortonL@mytjnow.com. And we will get back to you. We would love to have people on the show. Also, if you are currently listening on Spotify or any website or app that isn't the Johnsonian's website, why don't you go over to the Johnsonian's website and read the articles? Everyone who writes them is super talented and they work really hard and they're really interesting and I think that you should all go and listen to them.
The Johnsonian is super good this year.
Yeah. So saith the everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, frankly, if you're not reading it, then
what are you doing?
What are you even doing?
What are you doing?
Yeah. Like we said, there's going to be an opinion piece on Crawford that would be super interesting for you guys to read after listening to this. And then also all of the rest of the stories are all super interesting.
They're also fun.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening to another episode of On Air the Johnsonian this week.
Thank you so much.
Come back next week and we'll have another one for you fresh out the oven.
Fresh out the oven.
Until then, stay safe.
Wear your mask.
Have a lovely rest of your week.
And hey, Lynn, what do I do if I have a monkey in my closet?
Well...